Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. I mentioned TheWolverine.com broke the story that Mike McDonald, after 1 year at Michigan and a stellar job as their defensive coordinator, will go back and work for Jim's brother, John, with the Ravens as their new defensive coordinator. And Chris, it's not a big surprise once you heard there was an opening there.
No, because when he was hired here and when John sent him over here to work for Jim, Jim Harbaugh said, John told me that he was next in line when Wink Martindale left to be the defensive coordinator there. Well, when Wink Martindale was relieved of his duties, we thought, okay, what's going to happen now? And a few weeks ago, we actually wrote a column, how long will Michigan be able to hold on to Mike McDonald, because there were rumblings that this could happen if John were extended at Baltimore, which he has been and will sign there. So not a stunner. We thought it might be a couple years, but you get him for one, you win a championship, and I think that's a pretty good trade-off for Michigan, to be honest with you. And the guy did a heck of a job here and really was everything that John Harbaugh said he would be. And now he's got some experience, so he can go back to the NFL. And I think he feels more comfortable there. I don't know that he was all in with the recruiting and as much time as it takes out of your day to be a college coordinator. I think that he'll do very well in the NFL as well.
Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So from in-house, who elevates to defensive coordinator? Are they going to try one of those co-things again to keep a lot of assistants happy?
Yeah, I think Steve Klingscale earned it in his contract. It was that if they meet certain requirements that he would be the co-defensive coordinator, and I think he's already there as of January 11th, to be honest with you. Does he want to be the guy calling a defense and doing it by himself? I don't think so. So I think we will have a co-coordinator position, and I don't know that it'll be Mike Elston, to be honest with you, who they hired as the defensive line coach from Notre Dame. He's been coordinator before, and he was the interim coordinator for the bowl game for Notre Dame, and of course they got shredded by Oklahoma State. And it's not just about one game, it's about a body of work, and he's done a great job, as a defensive coach over the years and as a recruiter. So, but I think they will look outside the program, and I think he really has started on that, to be honest with you. We don't know exactly where he's looking at this point. We have a couple of ideas, some guys down south that he might be looking at. People bring up Vic Fangio. I don't see that happening. I think he's going to be a coordinator in the NFL next year. But he's got options, and as one of my colleagues said today, he's always thinking, Harbaugh's always thinking, and he's made some really good hires, let's be honest. He's had some really good assistant coaches and some really good coordinators, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So I think they'll be okay. It's just disappointing because when you come off a year like that, when you win a championship, you'd kind of like to keep the gang together and give them another chance to do it again, but obviously that's not going to happen.
Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us. More on the Michael, not Michael McDonald. He keeps moving back and forth anymore. His head.
Listen to yacht rock, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're the old school rock, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I keep forgetting who's the coordinator anymore. Not Michael, Mike McDonald. So he's gone, and you explain the process of who moves in. The Big Ten conversation that I've had today off that story from The Athletic that with the new TV deal they're going to cut after the 2022 season, talk of eliminating divisions. Is that a good thing or bad thing for Michigan? Because if they hold on to those rivalry games like I was talking about before I came to you with Ohio State, with Michigan State, and you're only playing 8 conference games as this, discussed proposal that's out there, man, that's a tough road when it's not going to be a balanced schedule with the other 13 teams in the league.
No, you nailed it, and I've been listening to the Huge, and I agree with you 100%, and it's really, Michigan's kind of gotten the short end of the stick, right? Even when it was Legends and Leaders, and they were crossing over, and they had to play Ohio State every year when they were in the other division, and it doesn't make any sense. They've got a tougher path, and frankly, the East teams have had a tougher path getting to the Big Ten championship game because it's so much more competitive than the West over the last several years. So in some ways, yeah, that would eliminate that. I would agree with you that the West team are probably like, well, that stinks, there goes our in, but to get to the Big Ten championship game, but for Michigan, even for Ohio State, to have to play their rival every year, and Michigan having to play Michigan State, because we've seen it, even when Michigan State is down, they can beat Michigan. That's their year. That's their Super Bowl every year. So it's going to be a tougher haul for Michigan. There's no question about it. I don't like it, but I'm old school. You know, if I could, I'd go back to the old Big Ten and everybody plays everybody. But those days are gone, Bill. And college football has changed. The landscape is changing. And I don't doubt that it's going to happen if they're talking about it. So, you know, I remember when Lloyd Carr 20 years ago saying, you know, I don't want to be alive to see a college football playoff. And then he laughed and he said, well, you know, knowing that it was inevitable, he said, well, I guess I probably do. He said, but he didn't think it would be good for the game. And I think he was spot on. And if you look where college football is today and how top heavy it is and what it's become more and more like the pro game and the money involved, to me, it's gone the wrong direction. But it is what it is, Bill. You either have to embrace it or die. And so I think that's where we're headed.
I did mention, because I remember the Legend of Leaders and when they went to this new East-West, isn't it like they need a 75% consensus for anything to move forward on changing up the divisions or league?
Yeah, I think so. But I think, you know what, if they want it badly enough, then they'll probably convince people to do it. And you hope not. But again, given, you know, what's involved here, the alliance with the other conferences, I think it's, like I said, I think it's inevitable. And they will be convinced that, hey, this is what we have to do, you know, if we're going to have this alliance and to be able to keep up with the SEC and everything else. So I think it's coming. And I've actually kind of been thinking this for a while, Bill, to be honest with you, that was going to head in this direction. And but it doesn't, it's not going to, it's going to be one of those things where every year it's going to be, okay, well, so-and-so didn't play this team and that team didn't play that team, so are they a true champion? And it stinks. It really does. In some ways, it makes you long for the old system with the bowl games and mythical national championships, because it's just not balanced. But again, it is what it is, and the money's not going anywhere. So, and as long as it's there and people are watching, then it's just going to continue to evolve that way.
Chris, let's talk about Michigan basketball. They're on a nice little mini roll. If they can take care of business against Northwestern, where they're an 8-point favorite on the DraftKings Sportsbook app big board, and beat Michigan State, who looked brutal last night in the loss minus Coburn at Illinois, and beat them on Saturday in East Lansing, they're back on the bracketologies. I think I've seen 9-10 seeds, and if they win these next two games, they're going to keep climbing. Every win is just more ammo to hearing their name on Selection Sunday.
Yeah, they've got an opportunity now, and you can't lose tonight. You can lose Saturday. You can lose even home games to Purdue, and it's not going to affect your net rating or knock you way down on the bubble. But a loss tonight would, because Northwestern is just, by all metrics, this is a pretty solid basketball team. If you look at Pete Nance and Boo Booey and those guys, Chase Audige, and they've got players, and we saw what they did in East Lansing. So they're capable, but you can't lose this game at home if you want to continue your climb. And actually, frankly, if they win today and Saturday, and I think they're right back in the Big Ten race, Bill, it's going to be a tall order to win in East Lansing, but I don't think that's an unbeatable Michigan State team, and we've seen that is better as the sum of their parts than they are as individuals. They don't have players that scare you and that can take over games. So this is a big week for Michigan, and the one thing that I noticed is how much fun they seem to be having, and I know that you've seen the tweets too, Bill, of these guys dancing in the locker room, and it finally looks like they're enjoying playing with one another, and that they found the chemistry and they figured some things out on the court defensively and offensively. When you've got Hunter Dickinson, who can step out and make shots, if he can continue to shoot even at a 35% clip out there, that's going to open the floor a little bit. So it's better. They aren't where they need to be yet, but three games in a row, in my opinion, the energy's where it needs to be in the last two games, because Maryland's playing good ball now too after losing to Michigan. The last two games, I think, were pretty impressive for Michigan. Now they've got to continue it. Tonight's a big game. You can't have a letdown against this Northwestern team.
Chris Ballas on the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, talking about the story they broke earlier this afternoon that Michigan defensive coordinator Mike McDonald is returning to John Harbaugh's staff with the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL to be their new defensive coordinator. Everything you need to know about this move and more, Michigan Hoops. The Harbaugh watch, there's nothing. I will say this, and if you were listening, earlier I said, okay, now with McDonald leaving, you lose a coordinator. I think it's more important than ever to either announce you're staying or you're going. I really do when it comes to Harbaugh.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for recruiting purposes, recruits are right now, they're not scrambling and saying what's going on, but people want to know. We've been getting calls from parents of recruits and we don't know anything. We tell them, hey, we, you know, it sounds like he's staying, but really it's not our job to tell them anything. It's the coach's job. And everything that we've heard from the assistants is that they're operating as business as usual, like Harbaugh's going to be there and they believe he's going to be there. So, but the sooner it gets done, the better. A, for my health, and B, for the program, Bill. That's where I am right now.
Yeah, and I do. Just some continuity, because that was a big part of that resurgent year nobody saw coming. Coaching staff in place, no disgruntled players. I know winning makes it different, but they really had everything locked in before and during this past season. And I think it's important here in the next, you know, by maybe Monday at the latest, that Harbaugh announces he's staying or, you know, take the job and move on.
Yeah, if he's even been offered the job.
Right. Who knows?
The Raiders. Yep, the Raiders continue to look. And, you know, but I do think it'll be settled sooner than later. We've said it's going to go on until I think the Raiders probably fill their position. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of traction with other NFL teams right now. So that's really the one to watch. But everything we've heard, we are leaning that Jim Harbaugh will be back. If he gets an offer he can't refuse, then keep an eye on it.
What was the Miami Dolphins, one of the tweets I retweeted from the Wolverine.com or maybe from the Chris Ballas account, mm-hmm. that, you know, don't, if he wants to go to the NFL, you know, even though Stephen Ross said, I'm not going to take Harbaugh from Michigan, don't count out the Dolphins. What was that story?
Yeah, if Stephen Ross gets wind that Jim Harbaugh is coming back to the NFL and he wants him as a coach, then he will go after him. Now, and when I talked to Stephen Ross 10 years ago, he said, you know, it was my understanding, because Michigan's his first love, even as the owner of the Dolphins, that Jim wanted to be an NFL coach. And if that were the case, then he was going to pursue him like he did. So if the Dolphins do pursue Harbaugh again, then to me, that's an indication that he's going back to the NFL. Even if he doesn't end up with Miami, that to me indicates that Stephen Ross knows that he's got another offer, NFL offer, and that he's headed back to the NFL. So I'd keep an eye on that one pretty closely, too.
You can follow everything University of Michigan Athletics 24/7 at thewolverine.com. Chris, thanks for the update, and good job with your team breaking the story on Mike McDonald leaving Michigan to go back to Baltimore and become defensive coordinator for John Harbaugh's Ravens.
Thanks for having me, Bill, as always.